You're with us for a caller-only hour on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. We are recalling some of our recent conversations and gathering your ideas for future segments. And let me be clear, dozens of shows and guest ideas that came to air this year started with your germ of an idea. So thank you. And let's keep it going and hearing about what shows you want us to put together in the coming weeks and months. What's on your mind? What do you want to learn more about? What are your burning questions? What do you think should be getting more attention at this stage in the pandemic, in this political season? Join in now on this caller-only hour. Your tips, suggestions, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email show ideas to ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We have just heard from Brad in Janesville, called, couldn't stay on the line, but Brad wants to see a show on how we will eventually overcome gerrymandering in our state. And Brad asks, what's possible legally? What options are there on the table? And Brad, thank you for that show suggestion. And I want to give a shout out to the WPR podcast series Mapped Out. And that is about the 2011 fight over legislative redistricting in our state. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out to Mapped Out. And Brad, shout out to you. Thank you for leading us off. Let's go to another Brad. Brad in Fall Creek. Hi, what is your show suggestion?
Good morning. Yes, in light of all the climate change issues and so on, and the push for electric cars, I would like to see a program on hydrogen fuel cell cars and vehicles. They're selling them in California and using them. They're going to start using them in British Columbia, Canada, and in Germany. They already put 6 trains into operation that run on hydrogen fuel.
So you are staying abreast of this. Yes. May I ask, what do you drive, an EV or some type of vehicle like this?
No, I do not drive an EV. I have a regular fuel cell vehicle. I've tried to purchase a hydrogen fuel cell car out of California, but they won't sell them out of state because we don't have the infrastructure here to deliver the fuel. And right now we're talking about, with our transportation department, going to push for infrastructure for more electric cars, and I don't think that's the way to go. Actually, with hydrogen fuel cell cars, they can, with regular vehicles, they can be converted to hydrogen fuel cell.
So
okay. It would make gasoline-operated cars obsolete.
So we need a 101 on hydrogen fuel cells. Maybe reach out to some guests in California. Brad, thank you so much for that suggestion. Appreciate that.
Welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And, you know, the last time we asked callers for program suggestions, we heard this chorus of, hey, we want more financial advice programs. And I want to give a shout out. Thank you to Grant from La Crosse, Mike from New London, among others. We've produced a few financial advice shows since then. Here's part of one program with UW-Madison Associate Professor Cliff Robb, where we talked about when to use savings to pay off credit cards or other debt.
The ideal goal for most households is 3 to 6 months worth of spending in an emergency fund. Mm-hmm. That's sometimes really hard to obtain. But if you're in a situation where you're on the higher end of that, so maybe you've got 4 or 5 months saved up, you might consider that a portion of that could be used to take immediate action on some existing debt, because there is a really, you know, it's a bad situation if you've got high interest credit card debt that's potentially hitting you with 14, 17% interest every month, and you're saving at, you know, maybe 1% in a savings account. So that does strike kind of a problematic situation for us.
So an expert there, financial advice, Cliff Robb. You can share what other financial and personal finance shows you would like to bring here to The Morning Show for discussion as we dedicate this hour to you and how you see The Morning Show going forward. Join in with your show ideas, 800 646-642-1234. What should we cover next? What topics and issues matter the most to you? Do you appreciate more financial advice type segments, researchers or experts? What information is most useful to your life now? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We're taking it all down. Richard is here from Milwaukee. Richard, hi, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, these are, I like this program you have. These are just two ideas for future talk shows. The first one, and I live in, my wife and I live in the northwest side of Milwaukee, is what are we doing to bring hope to the central city?
Mm.
And I mean, every day if you watch the news, it's like, whoa, you know, this thing, this killing or that killing, or, and you get a sense of hopelessness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you a lifelong resident
of Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since I've been married, we've been married 43 years. I dated Jan for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm from Eagle River, Rhinelander, Northern. That's where I was born and raised.
What have you grown to love about Milwaukee?
Well, there's a lot of great things. Well, of course, I would say I'm a Brewer fan, and I like In the Box.
Sure, sure.
My wife likes the theater,
mm-hmm.
so we go to the theater. We live in the Northwest side in Deers Park neighborhood. There's a lot of community. It's a beautiful area.
Mm. What is your second show idea?
Well, the second show, that this is kind of related to the first one, but we have to do something about this gun culture we have.
Mm.
We have 6 grandchildren and a friend and two of our daughters and husbands, they live in Milwaukee. You know, they go to the parades and stuff with these kids and we'll go with them. And a friend of mine, he said, Dick, sometimes you wonder, because you go to the parades and if there's some guy coming out with basically these are machine guns, you know, that's a violent culture.
You're worried. Yes. So I'm hearing a couple segments here, Richard, and, you know, bringing hope to Central City and looking more deeply at gun culture and how it affects communities and how it, you know, brings fear into a community. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We heard from Greg in Reedsburg, called and would like to see a show about the possibility of ranked elections, ranked choice voting, and where it stands now as a potential for the future. Certainly in an election season, that is such a great idea as well, Greg. Thank you so much for that suggestion. As we have opened up the lines this hour to find out where you want to take the morning show next, let's talk about the programming you want to hear this month and beyond at 800-642-1234. What questions do you want us to explore? What news developments have caused you pause or confused you? Parents, what kind of programming would be most beneficial for your family's well-being? Be part of it. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It is a caller-only hour on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're inviting your ideas for future segments, and we discuss all sorts of news here. In case in point, right, in recent days, we've talked about passenger rail, tattoos to address trauma, reckless driving, and local zoo sustainability. Let's hear from you, and let's go to Randall in Ripon. Randall, what's on your mind?
Good morning. It was years ago, there was a guest on talking about the corporate model and where the history, where corporatism came from. And
corporate
I just
culture.
Like to have some, well, the idea for a corporation, where did that start? I know our founding fathers addressed it, but it started before this country was founded. And it'd be nice to have a historian on explaining the whole idea and its history.
All right. Where corporations came from and what they have, what they've yielded for our nation. Randall, thank you for that idea. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Madison. Paul, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. What would you like to add?
So I love the various finance topics and especially the labor person you had on earlier. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to call in until you actually brought up the personal finance things. Because I tend to, when I listen to those, I actually tend to get really frustrated because a lot of the advice is almost meaningless for people who are making $20 or less in this country. I really almost never hear about how, like, rent is just an insane cost for most people, and we're not seeing any real solutions in that. And then pay is the other factor for other folks. So, like, the quote that you had where it's like, we should have 3 months of savings, that's
unrealistic.
I think most people would laugh at that, yeah.
Paul, you know, when you look at rent, the cost of rent, how have you seen that change? And what type of show would be most helpful to you?
I mean, it's just going up and up everywhere. Wisconsin used to be an affordable place to live, and now Madison feels like pretty much any of the other cities I've lived in. I would love to have a topic on public housing models, where we're renting out buildings at cost and not for profit.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you not holding back and for calling in. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Let's go to Richard in Two Rivers. Richard, what would you like to bring up?
Yeah, I listen to you guys every day, and when other people listen to rock and roll at the factory, I listen in my earbuds to you guys because I don't want to hear 70s, 80s rock over and over again. Okay, so with that being said, Larry Mueller is one of the kindest, best people I ever met.
Hear, hear.
As far as I'm concerned, with all the shows I listen to, which are all good, whether it's politics or not, there's never, ever anything on fishing. I mean, there's never, like, I mean, I'm not saying a barometer or reports on the fishing on Lake Michigan, but just like resorts that are cool and happening up north. And I mean, you're in the Midwest. That's what people do. They fish, you know.
What do you like to fish for?
I fish for salmon on Lake Michigan, but I'm leaving this weekend to do a solo canoe trip with my two dogs, girls.
Oh, I love it. And,
Up in the Boundary Waters in Minnesota. And again, that's the Midwest, you know.
Mm-hmm,
that's what people do, and I just don't understand why there's never, ever anything on fishing.
So if we did a fishing segment, one thing that has come up in the past with fishing segments, I want to pick your brain about this, but sometimes when we talk about particular lakes that are biting, the guest doesn't really want to say which particular lake that they absolutely love because it's their little treasure that they don't want exposed. Have you ever encountered that?
Oh, all the time, man. People lie to me on Lake Michigan all the time. You know, they'll tell me to go in the opposite direction of the fish.
So
the point I'm trying to make, it doesn't have to be about that. It can be about a resort that's up north that they're interesting people, and that's what your segment's on how they treat their customers and stuff. It doesn't have to be on fishing lies, you know.
All right. So we can even broaden out beyond what's biting and the lakes and the gear. And just to note, we did talk about walleye in June. So we have talked about some fishing in recent past.
Well, not very often.
I'll give it to you there, Richard. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Avoid that 70s music, I suppose. We heard from Jeannie from Phillips called and would like to see a show on harnessing the power of the Great Lakes as a way of generating electricity. And Jeannie also wonders if we can use, you know, public radio to get the word out on political campaigns as a means of campaign finance reform. So two very different topics there. But as Richard was talking to us about fishing, you know, expanding on the lakes and what can be done with electricity generation there, you can join in with your show ideas front and center, 800-642-1234. You can email them to ideas@wpr.org. And, you know, this summer, Emma from the town of Dunn asked our show to produce about, you know, defensive driving and tips for staying on the roads. And we scheduled that program last week. Here is David Pabst from the State Department of Transportation on what to do when someone is tailgating you.
I think the best thing to do is if you can pull off the road in a safe place and let the tailgater pass or go at, you know, the legal speed, and that hopefully they'll find a safe place to pass themselves. It's best not to get into any kind of use of your brakes or anything like that to try to encourage people to move, because you could cause a crash yourself in that process.
Okay, good news you can use when you're on the road perhaps right now. Let's see here, looking at what's coming in, Tom in Madison called, couldn't stay with us. Tom would like to see a show about addiction to pornography, which Tom thinks is a serious problem for a lot of people, and it's time to dig into this issue. Tom, thank you so much for that suggestion. You can join in, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas, your show suggestions, to ideas@wpr.org. Mike from Madison called to suggest a show about the National Atmospheric Deposition Program. It moved to campus 2 years ago. Its work provided the research to eliminate acid rain in North America, and they're still monitoring the pollution in the program. That's really fascinating. Wow, interesting stuff there. We'll have to take a look at that and try to figure that one out a little bit more. I'm not familiar with that program. So, Mike, thank you so much. Erica from Stoughton called, couldn't stay with us. Erica would like to see, to learn about a show about Wisconsin State Parks. Love it. Some are really popular. Others are not well known. And let's showcase the less popular parks. And I love it. I love it, that topic. And Missy Van Landed of the DNR, who has been to every state park, she is such a great guest on this topic. And Erica and Stoughton, appreciate you calling in with that suggestion here. You can call in with your ideas for shows at 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. We had Sarah from Madison use the form on our program page this summer to suggest talking about gas prices. And we invited Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for the fuel tracking website Gas Buddy. Here he is talking about proposals to expand gas tax holidays.
I can tell you that there's a lot of nuances on how prices work, how quickly they come down, even things like how those laws are written. There's a massive difference between Georgia and Maryland and how they wrote their gas tax holiday legislation. And that's why in Georgia, the price decrease took a lot more time. And I would expect that study would have showed that maybe less of the dip was passed along. But I find a high degree that those taxes were passed along. But it really just depends on how the law is written, how quickly stations pass along those decreases. And so there's a lot there.
And if you would like to send a program suggestion through our website, go to visit WPR.org/mornings. And that way you have a direct line to us. We see it, everyone, producers, host, we see what you're telling us. And we really want to act on it, right? We want to be able to go after these really great programs. One of the programs or a series of conversations that's been really near and dear to my heart is our CEO series, our C-suite executives, about issues like supply chain and labor shortages, climate change, diversity and equity. That series, I think, has worked really well for us. If you have a series idea, please tell us about it. Let's go to Nancy in Grafton. Nancy, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that one of the things that you're talking about labor, I have a couple of grandsons that were pretty doggone smart that in high school, but they have decided that they're going to go into union construction work. They're being trained, and they're not going to be left with a great big debt, you know, to college, but they'll make a doggone good living, they'll have good benefits, and they'll have a good retirement when they get ready to quit and retire.
And I wonder, they probably went through an apprenticeship program?
Yes, they did.
Ah, awesome. But, well, sounds like we could do a show on apprenticeships and working in the trades. Nancy, thank you so much calling in. Thank you always for listening and being such a great, great community here on The Morning Show. As we go through your ideas, this caller-only hour, stay with us. News update is next here on the Ideas Network. It is a caller-only hour on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this hour is dedicated to you and what you want to bring to the show. What are your ideas for future programs and segments? What's on your mind? What shows have you enjoyed most lately, the least? Which guests should we definitely have back and why? Join in with your program ideas and where we should take the conversation next. And we're absorbing it. We're taking it all down one at a time. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Alvin in Milwaukee. Alvin, what would you like to bring up?
Good morning, Kate. Well, I'd love to hear a program about some of the small independent colleges in Wisconsin. We've got some really great schools that I think are unknown. Personally, I went to Beloit College back in the 80s, but I can't tell you how many times over the past intervening years I've mentioned Beloit and people are like, oh, is that a UW school?
Hmm.
And, you know, it's just not known that there's this incredible resource of places like Beloit and Ripon, even Carroll, St. Norbert's. There's, you know, outside of Marquette, I think a lot of people don't know about the smaller private institutions, which offer a lot.
I want to also bring up Lawrence University. We just had on the new president of Lawrence, Lori Carter, recently. So that would be one example. But I hear you. And I also think that the guest mix, looking for the experts from these types of schools is really important as well. Alvin, would you agree?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. They have a vast store of knowledge. I know that every year Beloit does a freshman mindset list.
Hmm.
And I don't think anybody's ever really talked about that, but it has been in some of the national papers about things that to help the professors understand where the students' mindsets are, that they've never known a world without cell phones or, you know, stamps you have to lick. It's kind of crazy stuff, but it is very interesting.
Oh, my goodness. I think that would be a really great segment idea. Thank you so much. Good to talk with you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We heard from Sheila in Madison, and Sheila would like to have a show on sustainable farming practices, including regenerative farming. Sheila, thank you so much for that suggestion. And Jennifer from Stoughton called, couldn't stay on the line. And Jennifer would like a show on small, sustainable vegetable gardens and how you can preserve fruits and vegetables, which actually brings me, I've really wanted to talk to the National Center for Home Food Preservation. And this, Jennifer, just might be the chance. But thank you so much on that topic of sustainable vegetable gardens. And goodness knows the tomatoes keep coming. They just keep coming. You can join in with your show ideas where we should take the conversation next. It's 800-642-1234 to give your ideas. Jeremy in Racine called in. Jeremy would like to have a show about the health benefits of bicycling and the need for better infrastructure. Jeremy, I'm with you right there. Bike commuter all the way, rain or shine, most of the winter until it gets very, very cold. But appreciate that. A conversation about bicycling and how to get that infrastructure. Let's go to Bill in Rhinelander. Bill, hi. Hi, Bill. Can you hear us?
Yep, I've got you.
All right. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to do a segment on NOAA Corps. It's the pilots and people that go out on ships for the National Atmospheric and Oceanographic Association.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the Oshkosh Air Show this year, and talking with them, it sounds like it's one of the eight uniformed services, and not too many people know about it. Just seems like it'd be a really interesting topic, especially here on the Great Lakes. They're pretty active.
And when you say they're pretty active on the Great Lakes, what are some of the things you learned that they're doing?
Well, I'm honestly not totally sure about
that's
what all they do.
That's what you'd like to have a show on it.
Yes. But they do, I know their pilots do the snow flights to determine, you know, snow coverage in the winter, and do a number of other research flights in the upper Midwest and all throughout the country. They also do like hurricane flights and that kind of stuff. But they also have ships on the Great Lakes, I guess, and they do research on the lake conditions. And
okay, so a lot to explore there. Do you go to the air show every year? We've done segments on the air show. I'm just curious.
Pretty often, yeah.
Pretty often, yeah. Well, good to talk with you, Bill. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yep, you bet.
Let's go to Tim in Pleasant Prairie. Tim, hi. We can hear you. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I always roll my eyes and get a little irked every time I see a political commercial or a politician either getting the blame for or taking the praise for any sort of up and down in the economy, price of gas, inflation, joblessness. I had a professor, Economics 101, during an election year. That was a pet peeve of his, and he explained to us how little influence politicians really have on the larger economy, and there's very little they can do. But so many people don't understand it, and yet year after year you see all these commercials, and it's just, I think people need to be educated about
economics demystified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Tim, thank you for that. Appreciate it. We can certainly dig into that. Economy 101 and what it means.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Let's go to, Irene from Portage first. Called, couldn't stay with us, and would like a show about animal abuse, not just at shelters, but farm animals, and has heard that we don't have enough staff to enforce laws. So two different idea topics there. First on animal abuse and farm animals, as well as law enforcement and changes there in enforcing the law. You can join in with your show ideas where you want to take the morning show next, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. This hour dedicated to you, what you want to bring to the morning show. It's really ideas rich. We're taking down every single detail here. Maybe you have questions you want to explore, stories or experiences you wish to share with fellow Wisconsinites. So what should the morning show cover next on the program? That's a big prompt here. What topics and issues matter the most to you? Do you appreciate more advice type segments, researchers, experts? What information is most useful now to your life, to your family's well-being? Share your show ideas at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Heard from John in Milwaukee, called and suggested a show about how is research developing on geothermal heating. So a look into geothermal heating and the advancements there. I was talking earlier about our CEO series, and the series included Rob Binns, who is CEO of the regional airline Air Wisconsin and Appleton. And here's Rob Binns talking about adapting to fuel price changes.
We're fortunate because the nature of the contract that we have, which is a fee per departure, all of our fuel is a pass-through cost to United. So they take the fuel risk on flying our routes. Obviously, we introduce programs that ensure fuel efficiency for our customer, but it's United taking the fuel risk. And for those companies that are taking the fuel risk, it depends on what's going on in the market. I think in today's market, they're able to pass most of that on to consumers in terms of prices. When there's greater competition, they're going to have to eat some of that cost as well.
So that was a sound from our CEO series as we looked at the corner offices in Wisconsin and what companies that have deep roots here are thinking and doing. We've had a series on mayors. We've had a series on home improvement. What series of shows would you like? 800-642-1234. Diane wrote in by email requesting a program about lead poisoning and suggested talking with the Coalition on Lead Emergency. And Diane noted problems with lead poisoning among Milwaukee children and says the problem is prevalent throughout Wisconsin. Diane, thank you so much for that suggestion, revisiting lead, where it is now and what we're doing about it here in Wisconsin. Mary now in Sheboygan Falls. Mary, what's on your mind?
I would like to have some information. I do have some things written down concerning household cleaning items, what to do with houseplants that have little aphids and so on. I would prefer not to use chemicals or fertilizers. Mm-hmm. So I would like some home remedy recipes, a program that might offer some advice for cleaning in safe, ecological ways.
Yes, and there are just so many recipes as well that use safe ingredients that you can use on common household issues or even on cleaning. Mary, is that kind of where this is headed?
You bet. Mm-hmm. Any of those items. I have a lot of houseplants, and I would prefer not giving them any chemicals. Mm-hmm. So, but I've had some problem with aphids and different things. So those would be ideal for me to hear, all combined in one program.
I love it. Mary, thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Bye. By Dwayne now in Beloit. Dwayne, hi.
Hello. I'd like the BPR to do a show on UAVs and drones and the rules around them. It seems like they're fairly low cost right now and people can buy them, and they really don't know how to safely fly them, or that you may have to go through a certification process to make money off them or even safely fly them, or that they're not a security risk for people flying over homes or what they can actually do legally.
Dwayne, do you have a drone?
Yes, I do.
And how long have you been flying it, may I ask?
Well, I've been a Part 107 drone pilot for about 3 years, which is a commercial drone pilot. It was not that hard to get the license, though it does take some studying. And I've been recreationally flying and commercially flying for like 3 years, I guess.
Do you find that the more you fly drones, the better you get at it?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot to know, a lot to be aware of, airspace and what's going on around you, and just being comfortable on the controls in certain environments, and just how to be safe around people. The safety should be your first priority when you're flying.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it, and we'll take this down.
Thank you.
We're collecting future show ideas from you this hour, rewinding on some of this year's memorable conversations. Have you had driveway moments with the morning show when you really couldn't stop listening? What programs stand out? What discussions deserve more time and attention? Still time to talk on this caller-only hour, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org and share a show idea. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back in a minute, maybe hear from you right here on the Ideas Network. It is a caller-only hour on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and thank you to our producers. We have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge, their expertise to share with Wisconsin. And we want to know, who do you want to hear from? What are your ideas for future segments? We're taking them down. What do you think should be getting more attention and a bigger conversation around our metaphorical Wisconsin kitchen table, right? 800-642-1234. Joe is with us from Star Lake. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. One of the subjects that always interests me is the effects of technology, new technologies in our lives, and often the hidden effects, things you just don't think about for a while because the new technology is, you know, being touted so much by whoever's producing it. And I give you an example, would be cell phones versus landlines. And I've looked at this over a long period of time. Yeah, we have a landline, and we also have a cell phone. But the landline, if my mother-in-law calls to, you know, for my wife, I might pick up the phone, or my wife might pick up the phone. You know, it's just, it's a random. But if I pick up the phone, oh, hi, Lucy, she lives in Michigan, how you doing? You know, oh, is it snowing there? We do about a 30-second little dance, you know, hi, how are you? And then, oh, I'll get you, you know, I'll get Paula. And it reestablishes through voice and this little gesture that we're still connected, we know each other, we're part of a family. That never happens with cell phones. So I have a daughter who has a boyfriend she's lived with for 6 years, you know, nice guy. Never talk to him, unless, you know, we happen to see him for something because they live on the East Coast and we live on the West Coast. So it's an, you know, it's one of those things you don't think about, cause, oh, cell phones are so much better, but you don't realize what you lose is this kind of social thing. And that's
missing all the social interactions and these little moments of life that get lost when all it is a matter of a text or something like that. Well, appreciate
right.
it. Yes, Joe.
I don't want to belabor this. Even tone of voice, you know, how you say a word has so much more meaning than if you see it in a text. You know, if you say Uncle George, just saying that, you know, uh-oh, there's trouble with Uncle George, you know, or Uncle George is great. So if phone is a wonderful device. Here's another one, texting. Why did we ever go back to typing letters when the phone's such a wonderful way to communicate? So, but that could be looked at how our relationship to time is. There's so many technologies that have changed our relationship to time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just somebody who really thinks about technology's impact.
Well, I'm sending you all the emojis in the world, Joe, and it's okay. Not making an impact. So
I'll let you go then. All right.
Take care. John now in Whitewater. John, what would you like to bring up?
I'm sorry.
Hi, John. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Okay. I think a program on the status of the Asian carp danger of entering Lake Michigan, it would be suitable for discussion. That would their entry into the Great Lakes would be destructive to our native species of fish.
And there are so many different strategies to keep them out.
I haven't heard anything about the status of that effort for several years. So where is it?
It would be a really good catch us up on Asian carp and how we are addressing that particular invasive species. Thank you so much, John, for that suggestion. Still time to talk about show suggestions, 800-642-1234. We heard from Liza from Heartland, wrote in by email ideas@wpr.org. And Liza suggested a program about entering retirement, advice on retiring amid inflation and investment accounts when the market is in a downturn. And Liza said, tax advice as well to boot would be helpful. Liza, thank you so much. Perhaps along those lines, Laura wrote in by email seeking a program about college debt and affordability. Laura wonders why students aren't considered financially independent of their parents for student loans until they are 24, married, or have a child. So digging more deeply into college affordability, college debt, and about those loans. You can join in with your show ideas, 800-642-1234. Clark from West Dells called and couldn't stay on the line and says, how about a show about supply and demand? It's common sense. If demand goes up, prices go up. So again, looking at our economy in different ways, what we're experiencing here in Wisconsin and some economics 101 perhaps on the on the push and pull of supply and demand. As we look at so many great show ideas this hour, really appreciate them coming in. Gerda from Big Bend called to suggest doing a show on COVID and the many doctors out there, the scientists as well, Gerda says, who have different views on the virus but have not been able to have a voice in the media conversations. Gerda, thank you so much. I hope you are doing well amid COVID. Here in the pandemic, what has come up for you? Give us your show ideas. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas anytime, ideas@WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Heard from Liz in Dodgeville, called and couldn't stay on the line. And Liz is looking for a show about the trolls who spread misinformation online. Liz looking for a show on misinformation and disinformation, what is being done about it, and the researchers who study it, looking for a deep dive on misinformation, especially ahead of a very busy election season here. Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Email show ideas anytime, ideas@WPR.org. We really take these show ideas to heart. We listen deeply to what you want to do a conversation on next, because it is a conversation among all Wisconsinites. So appreciate that and really appreciate you. Bob in Rhinelander. Bob, you have an idea.
Yes, in October is the 50th anniversary of the Clean Water Act. And the Wisconsin River was heavily polluted, and it was cleaned up in a lot of different ways. And I think it'd be good to have a story or a program on how it was done and what we learned from the Clean Water Act. It blew up all kinds of myths about how economy can't exist with environmental protection. That the data from that river is really illustrative of how that both can thrive. I was a supervisor of that effort, and I think it would be really good to point out to the public that these myths don't stand up to reality.
A Wisconsin river now and then on such a momentous anniversary. I appreciate that.
Maybe on Larry Mueller's show, because he covered it 20 years ago, covered the cleanup 20 or 30 years ago. And you might want to update that.
That sounds great. Bob, thank you so much. Karen now in Madison. Karen, hi.
Hi. I was thinking that it would be good to have a show about the keto diet and managing diabetes. I've got a diabetes diagnosis, but I've never had to use insulin. But I'm definitely looking for ideas, tips, and tricks for keeping the keto sustainable with diabetes.
Ideas, tips, and tricks. Karen, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone for your show ideas for the morning show all along. We will dig into all the tips and tricks. Take them to heart. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.